Mr. Barton?
I'm sorry I had to jump off. That's a call I've been waiting for all day.
You're okay. How are you?
I'm doing awesome.
Good.
So where we left the conversation, I was saying that I'm just not gonna, probably not going to worry about it until I don't have a tenant. And I think you were in the process of trying to convince me to reconsider that.
No, not really. I mean, it just depends on what would make sense, but I'm just familiar with the area and I buy a lot of houses in the, you know, within the area. So I guess the only thing I was really curious on is you said you'd take a significant hit if you were to sell it with the tenant in there. What does that mean?
Well, you know, cash offers are usually well below market value.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know what market value is. You have the same resources I do. If someone
sure.
were to offer me market value, I'd be tempted. If it's below market value, I'm just going to wait.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, what is market value for you?
Well, you know, I mean, I look at what Bank of America says. I look at what Zillow says, somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay. And, I mean, is that negotiable at all? Or, I mean, if, you know, I'll be honest with you, I'm not looking to waste your time. I just want to be up front. You know, I'm an investor. I typically buy for less than retail, which I do buy retail, but, you know, if I'm going to pay $300 for this house, you know, which is a little overpriced, I think, based on the current condition, which I'm fine with doing. I would need you to be open to terms if you would even entertain that.
Right.
I mean, that's, you know, that's me being 100% honest. I'm not trying to, you know, I don't need the house. I've got things, you know, you've got stuff. At the end of the day, if we can make something happen, we can, but if not, no problem.
So are you buying for your company or are you
yes.
brokering for another buyer?
No, I buy for myself.
Gotcha.
I mean, is that something that you'd be open to or no?
Right now, I'm just focused on my career, so my mind's just not in the game.
No, I hear you. So basically, let me just make it a little bit easier for you. Down payment up front for the property. Tenants wouldn't even have to leave. They can stay. What are they renting it for?
Like $1,695.
Okay. So, yeah, tenants could stay. Make a monthly payment to you for a little bit below what they're renting it for, just for the cost of doing business, and then I would cash you out, you know, on a term. You know, if I'm going to overpay for the property, which I'm fine with doing, then, you know, like a 5-year term. So let's just make things easy. So say $10,000 straight in your pocket. Tenants can stay, make you a monthly payment of $1,325 per month. So I take the difference between the rent and the payment that I give you on a 5-year term, which would require a balloon. So you get to pay in full after 5 years, plus you know, make the difference on what the rent is. So that $1,325 goes to you. I take the difference. You take the $10,000, 5 years, shake hands, and if you got anything else, maybe you'd sell that to me as well.
All right. I hate to say it, but I got another call coming in. But
no, you're good.
Intriguing conversation. I will say this much: the lease comes up in August, so that's another okay. time when I'm going to be thinking about this.
Okay. Well, I can definitely give you a call regardless, and I'm right around the corner, and my primary residence is right around the corner, so. I'm interested in it. How about I call you back tomorrow, maybe when you have some more time, and you can ask questions if you have any.
All right. What street do you live on?
I'm on Francis Street.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Francis Road, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that road.
Yeah, right behind the Bundle of Joy.
Right. Have you sent me your full contact information?
I can. I will now.
I got an email from you.
I'll shoot you a text and we'll see what we can do. What other information would you want?
Send me a contact card or something so I can definitely have you programmed in, because right now I don't even have you programmed in my phone.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Thank you. I'll call you tomorrow.
All right. Okay, you take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.